don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing. We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible, collecting rent on time and frequent inspections, help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system in the state and provide critical peer-to-peer health care programs specifically tailored for veterans that no private clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Today is March 15th. It's Everything You Think Is Wrong Day. But Shadow, isn't today the Ides of March? No, it is not. Wrong answer. Do we have a lovely consolation prize? No, we do not. Because it's Everything You Think Is Wrong Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A shakeup in the prosecution team in Donald Trump's Georgia election case following word that Fulton County DA Fonnie Wells had a romantic relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. The judge ordered either Willis or Wade to leave the case. Willis has now stepped down. United States sending a stern warning to Iran that major Western economies will begin to pile new sanctions on Tehran if it moves forward with a plan to provide ballistic missiles to Russia. Iran denies any wrongdoing. Ukrainian authorities say first responders who arrived at the scene of a major Russian missile attack on homes in the city of Odessa were then themselves hit with a second missile strike. At least 16 civilians were killed. This is SRN News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
You know, you may say to yourself, well, how did I get there?
Many good days go by. Let the water hold me down. Many good days go by. Water flowing underground into the blue ocean. After the money's gone, once in a lifetime. Water flowing underground.
You may ask yourself, what is that beautiful house? You may ask yourself, where does that highway hold you? Yourself. Am I right? Am I wrong? And you may say to yourself, my God, what have I done?
Letting your days go by. Let the water hold me down. Letting your days go by. Water flowing underground into the blue ocean. Into the silent water. Under the rocks and stones. There is water underground.
Sing to everyone.
What that man has been through and what it must be like today watching that Beazle, she is Mia Zitro in a court where a nutless and gutless judge not only should have tossed Fannie Willis and her way overpaid lover off the case, but referred them for criminal prosecution on perjury, misappropriation of taxpayer funds, and being douchebags. I think those are all three felonies. Where did Jake Wellman go?
Probably checking on Stephen.
Oh.
Little Stephen.
We should have a little camera that we can monitor.
We got him in here. We just need to move it to there.
Children of our guests.
Check it on my youngin.
So, I've already had enough meltdowns over that issue tonight. So, I'm going to move on to something that will really help me keep my cool, and that's the new Days of Girlhood video by Dylan Mulvaney.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, push play. Let's do this.
Whole lot of ugly there.
Let's light this candle.
The man in a dress who single-handedly killed Bud Light, and by the way, a year later, is pretty much beyond resuscitation. Excuse me for one moment.
I can't anymore. I don't. Like, I just.
These are all dudes in that video.
Well, it's besides. Right. I'm offended. Like, as a woman.
You should be.
I'm offended. And it is unconscionable to me that we are sitting here and that is okay.
Let's see. Can we find Megyn Kelly's comments on it? That's in the headline, but I don't see them here. Just the video.
Like, there should be a warning attached to that.
Well,
I'm triggered.
Megyn Kelly says the same thing. She's offended.
I'm speechless. That is disturbing on multiple levels,
yeah.
And it is offensive as a woman. And I have nothing for this.
Welcome to Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Eddie Bader, Jacqueline Tomlinson, Rosie Brock from my left to your right as you're listening this afternoon. The person in the middle is Jacqueline. And, you know, I always say, set aside stories. I wonder what Jacqueline will think about this.
What you got? What you got?
Well, lots of things.
Like, I'm down here a rabbit hole of, like, this whole France thing. Like, when you were out of the room.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's go there because.
I'm just now learning about this.
Yeah, I didn't. Rosie is the one who brought this.
Rosie dropped a truth bomb on me, and now I'm over here in a state of just complete shock.
We mentioned it, but we didn't do much of a deep dive.
Well,
and I don't know that anybody
have.
Really cares because the president of France.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually much more accurate than I realized. The president of France, Macron, is married to a 70-year-old who may be a man.
It's a man, baby.
I mean, but I wasn't expecting it. And then Rosie was like, have you heard about this? And I was like, I have not. And then I've gone down this very brief rabbit hole that will consume the rest of my evening.
And which way are you leaning?
I'm leaning towards that there's a good possibility that
it's a man,
it
baby.
It may be a man.
I stumbled upon it.
It's so strange. And then
I got a confirmation. When I say confirmation, of someone who is extremely credible, who had done a deep dive on it and went into more detail and has been talking about it for the last 2 years.
See, Rosie, like, actually goes to a source. Yeah. I'm over here like, what does TikTok say? Like,
I don't have to go to a source.
Where's Kate?
Like, I am a source.
What's TikTok say? You know, I love how Congress, you know, we can't do all these things. You know, we can't make a decision to save our lives and our country, but we are going to ban TikTok. Gosh darn it.
Because no other app out there sells your information to China.
No, but it's like, don't we have other things to worry about? Don't we have, like, I don't know, our border?
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, the state of economy or anything else but what Americans choose to look at in their social media?
Not only that, a lot of Americans make money off of TikTok. That is how they make money.
I spend a lot of money on TikTok.
TikTok shop.
It is something that was brought to my attention.
I think TikTok is the main reason why a huge percentage of people under the age of 21 have now chosen being an influencer as a career.
Oh.
And I think there's a certain amount of luck involved in that.
Listen, Steven thinks he's an influencer. Let me tell you something about this 6-year-old, okay? So he's out there right now, right, watching his iPad, like living his best life. Mommy kept him out of school today. It was a half day. But, like, he started watching these guys, like, on the YouTube playing the video games, you know? And they're, like, talking about it, and they're, like, talking through the video game.
Was it Jay Scott?
No. I wonder if Jay does that.
Yeah.
Well, no, it was not Jay. And if I saw Jay on there, I'd call him out on it. But Steven walks into the kitchen the other day, and he has, like, his headphones on his neck. They're not plugged into anything.
Of course, because he's cool like that.
Right, he's super cool now. And he's playing his Nintendo Switch, and he was, like, talking to it. And I'm like, who are you talking to? And he's hip now. He's an influencer. He literally said the other day, like and subscribe my channel.
I love that.
And I was like, what in the Eddie Bader is going on in my mouth?
What in the Eddie Bader?
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. I'm like, what channel? Like, what is this? So finally we had to have a talk, and I'm like, listen. You've got to stop talking to your game.
Come on, hold on. Don't reel him in yet. He's a kid living his best life.
He is living his best life. But at the same time, like, it's a lot. And then now Lola wants to be just like her brother. Did you see the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle pajamas?
No, I did not.
Oh, hold the phone. Lola wants to be everything that her big brother is.
Of course, of course.
So, yeah, we have matching... And I'm not mad because, like, I love a good Ninja Turtles. Look, we have matching Ninja Turtle pajamas.
So cute.
When Janelle was Lola's age, she used to call them the Engine Turtles.
Yeah. Well, Lola is she's addicted to another you know, Chinese spy platform, the Snapchat.
I've heard of the Snapchat.
Lola is obsessed. She calls it funny faces.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves to do the funny faces. And I'm not going to lie, it's pretty comical to watch her.
Oh, I bet.
Like,
just look, be so entertained.
Like, look, here she's a little piggy.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Piggy, piggy, piggy. Piggy,
piggy,
piggy, piggy,
piggy.
Like, who doesn't love that? And she's like got a little pig face.
Oh. Exactly.
Yeah, and then there's this one where she had a cat on her head, right? Because she wants a cat so bad, but Jared won't let us have a cat. So if anybody
sent you that meme on how to get the cat.
I know. Jared says you don't buy a cat. You find him in the garbage.
You want me to bring one over in the garbage?
No, because it has to look real, Eddie. It has to look like I found it. But look, Lola likes to play on Mommy's Snapchat. So we have all these funny faces of my kid. Oh, look. Here's the kitty kitty. And then she smacks it.
Hey, would anybody like to know about the world's biggest blueberry?
How big?
We're over here learning about Snapchat. What?
That's a big ass blueberry.
That's a big blueberry.
Yeah. Where is this blueberry?
In Australia.
Man, another reason to never go there. Yeah. Everything's bigger and scarier.
Yeah, that's true. A normal blueberry only weighs a gram or two. This one's 10 to 20 times heavier than that.
What did they GMOs. Shoot it with?
They're working on making bigger and better blueberries, I guess.
Mm.
Guatemala are pretty huge.
It's a sci-fi movie in the making, The Attack of the Giant Blueberries.
I mean, I'm cool.
Tomatoes. What was that one back in the day?
James and the Giant Peach already was made.
Attack of something tomatoes, I remember as a kid.
The Killer Tomatoes?
I think that was it.
Yeah. I have vague memories of that.
No. That's odd.
So now that we've kind of covered the really stupid news of the day, the Fannie Willis mess. Dylan Mulvaney's tribute to his... He's not a woman.
No.
He is...
No, you're a man dressed in women's clothing.
Right.
You're talking to me or him?
Him.
Oh, okay. Because like, I put a lot of thought into my ensemble.
Here's the thing that even if you go through reconstructive surgery and you have breast augmentation, you are biologically still a male.
Yes. If I take a blood test from you.
Like, stop.
Right. If I take a blood test, I'm going to say you're a male.
Stop. This is insane. Like, 100 years ago, if you would have told somebody that this would be going on, they'd be like, that is lewd. That is insane.
They called you a witch and burned you at the stake.
This is how it happened. This is how it all started.
It is 4:18 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I'll take the break now. Because when we come back, we're going to talk about some nitwits in the news.
Okay.
Including a drunk driver who didn't know the difference between blowing and sucking on a breathalyzer test.
Uh-oh.
All right.
4:18, we'll head to Skipper in the traffic dungeon. Get his update. Rich's forecast ahead for your weekend.
Well, so far so good this afternoon. We do have rain in the area. You might want to slow down, headlights on, and buckle up. And watch out for your fellow drivers. So far, so good. Some minor accidents, but nothing that's really affecting traffic flow. And we are busy. I-65 and 85, very busy through downtown. 65 northbound. A lot of cars heading up towards Millbrook, Prattville, and points beyond. 85 northbound, light to mostly moderate. And we're getting pretty busy on the boulevards, Taylor Road, and 231 to Wetumpka. But all good at the moment. Keep it here for an update. Life is all about good friends, good food, lots of laughter. The Front Porch Grill is the perfect spot for all three. Meet your friends at the Front Porch Grill, Highway 14 next to Food Outlet in Millbrook. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Operator error.
Come out to Wind Creek, Montgomery, March 28th through the 30th for three action-packed days of competition, fun, and live entertainment during our second annual Pusa Jeep Fest. Check out the Jeeps and watch them compete for great prizes. Join in on the pizza eating contest. Shop or grab a bite at Food Truck Alley. New this year, take a photo with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot, free to the public. See times and details at WindCreekMontgomery.com. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest in Wind Creek is sponsored by George Rico.
Hey, if you are push mowing your yard using an inefficient lawn tractor or your current zero turn spends more time in the shop than mowing your grass, it's time for you to look at a Hustler zero turn lawnmower. Residential mowers from Hustler are built like tanks and drive like sports cars. All Hustler mowers have fabricated welded steel decks. Don't settle on that cheap unit with flimsy stamped decks from the big box stores. Go to Dietzville Ace Hardware and they'll guide you to the right mower for your property and your budget. Find them at Dietzville Ace Hardware, US 31, just north of the Pine Level exit.
Right now, you're being placed under arrest for DUI.
You can't rewind a bad choice.
9 heel-to-toe steps, arms at your side. Count out loud. You may begin.
Yes, Ossifer. 1, 2, 3.
Can you step out of the car, please?
I don't understand you.
I said you've had a lot to drink. Are you okay to drive?
Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by Adecolets.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The front that has entered the state today will bring at least the risk of more scattered showers and thunderstorms well into the evening hours tonight before ending in the overnight hours. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe, with a low tonight down to about 61. On Saturday, the rain chances are not zero, but very small, 20% or less, I would say. Saturday's high in the mid-70s, and then another round of scattered showers on Sunday with a high near 70. Much cooler Monday. In fact, we could be headed for patchy frost again late Monday night into early Tuesday, the first day of spring. Temperatures falling back to the 30s for lows. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CB&S Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Bill Man of Genius.
Bill Man of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Phony Irishman.
Mr. Phony Irishman.
Time once again for you to pick up that ridiculous accent and reminisce about the old country. An old country that you can't seem to find on a map.
Irish, I only knew now.
The closest you've come to being Irish was last St. Patrick's Day when you threw up something that looked like corned beef and cabbage.
I was seeing Dublin.
So what if your Irish kilt is a tablecloth from Bed Bath & Beyond? Who cares if your bagpipes are two vacuum cleaners you duct taped together?
I hang my head in Seamus.
Yes, go ahead. Keep dressing like a mentally unbalanced leprechaun. Keep butchering the words to Danny Boy. Because after all, it's apparent that the only pot you've discovered at the end of the rainbow is the kind you rolled up and smoked in the parking lot.
Mr. Phony Irishman!
It's time.
It is time.
Time for...
Stupid.
News.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go!
You know, the real news has gotten so stupid, I don't know that an actual stupid story is competitive anymore. After Fannie Willis today, what next? Although, here is the good news. In fact, I forget the name of the expert, but there's a growing chance now that none of these Trump cases will be adjudicated by Election Day.
Correct.
And with that goes their chances to take him out of the race. In fact, today, Jack Smith got the worst possible outcome after the recent ruling on that phony case he's prosecuting, while the guy who did the exact same thing and was found by the doctor to have done the exact same thing, he's still in the White House. That's okay.
That's what.
Because he's just an elderly man who's a little forgetful, my ass. So I'm glad you're back, because I don't know if you've ever heard this, but it's my St. Patrick's Day story.
Oh.
It's based on a column I wrote years ago on how I became a Saint Patrophobe.
I have never heard this lame-ass story.
So how about if we play it?
Let's do it.
Let's do this.
Okay, 425.
Greg.
Yes?
Out of your little stories you tell about your life.
Yes.
This is darn interesting. You ought to write a book.
Well, thank you very much. In fact, my Florida magazine wanted something focused on St. Patrick's Day, so I wrote one called How I Became a St. Patrophobe. And it goes back to Chicago, the last year I lived there. I had always, you know, you got the Macy's Parade in New York. L.A. has the Rose Parade. Chicago owns St. Patrick's Day. They dye the freaking river green, even though it is normally green. It's really green on St. Patrick's Day. And the parade is long and spectacular, to say the least. And when I was a little kid, I used to think, God, I would love to be in that parade sometime. You know, a big shot. Mm-hmm. Mayor Daley, the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. So the last radio station I worked for in Chicago, surprised, it was like middle of February, said, guess what? We're in the parade this year. And we thought it was going to be the opportunity of a lifetime. A guy named Don Cox, who I later worked with in Florida, he was the big shot on the staff. He says, hey, I got traded someplace on the near north side. Let's all go get some cool clothes. So he shared his trade with us, and we all got really cool outfits. I had bell-bottom jeans with a brand new... Oh, it was great. So St. Patrick's Day comes, and you never know. St. Patrick's Day, it could be snowing, it could be 80 degrees in Chicago. It's that capricious, the weather. Well, that day, it's cold, but it's still St. Patrick's Day. Parade starts at 11 in the morning, and we meet at the radio station, and the boss walks in and says, by the way, your outfits are over there, pointing to a stack of boxes in the corner. And we said, what outfits? Because we thought they had the station call letters spelled in white and green carnations. They spent $10,000 to arrange this float. They wanted the jocks on there. So we thought, all we got to do is look cool, which was easy for all of us to do.
And your bell bottoms and paisley shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We open up the boxes. He made us wear elf costumes.
Leprechaun.
Elf costumes. And I did have to wear green leotards for that.
Oh, please tell me there's a photo of that somewhere.
With turned up shoes. Elf shoes.
I love this.
And it's 38 degrees and windy. And this parade, all of a sudden, this goes from the fulfilled dream of a lifetime to the nightmare on State Street. Because this parade takes forever. So we all get on the float dressed in these ridiculous, with a hat with a big feather.
Yes.
The whole nine yards. Red collar around the green. I look like Jiminy Cricket turned into a hippie. And there's six of us. We get on the float. We each have a look. I'm in the middle on the right side. At least I get to go by Mayor Daley's reviewing stand.
Did anybody else have a problem with this?
We were all, like, freaking out. Because he never told us. I think that's why he deliberately said, you're going to have to wear an elf outfit.
I love this.
This is the cool radio guy thing to do.
I probably said that earlier. Never happened. Last minute.
Yeah. Oh. So, and then the parade. We're like towards the back of this thing, and we're crawling down State Street in this cold weather. Cox is passing around a flask full of bourbon. We're all getting hammered, you know, as the parade's going down.
Drunk leprechauns.
Drunken leprechauns. Prancing around a radio stage. And by the time we got to Mayor Daley's reviewing stand, I am on this float grinding my knees together so I don't wet my pants in front of the mayor of Chicago. And St. Patrick's Day has never been the same since. There you go. My St. Patrick's story.
I mean, but I feel like we can come back from that, you know.
I've got questions.
I have no questions. I don't want to...
What is your inquiring mind want to know?
Visualize you in a set of those leotards.
See, this is what we're, this is where we're going.
Well, now, I have to say, at that time, I had the body.
Oh, I'm not doubting that at all. I'm just wondering, you know, leotards always fit kind of tight.
Yeah.
So, did you wear shorts? You know, how did you...
Oh, under the leotard?
Over, under, or well, did you just...
I would hope under.
It was actually a body leotard.
Like a bodysuit. Oh,
like a...
Long sleeve on the top. Almost like pajamas.
Okay, like the green
suit. There was an outfit you wore over that.
Like an elf. Like
Superman pants.
Okay, okay, good.
You were dressed as
green
an elf.
And red.
Okay.
And then there was this big fluffy jacket. At least it gave us some insulation against the cold.
Let's talk about these shoes.
Yeah.
Were they white?
Green with, they had some kind of red thing on the end.
Oh, like a little ball on
I
the end.
Wanted, turned up. You were dressed as an elf. Not a leopard.
And they were big. And they had. Here's the other thing. It was a flatbed trailer that we were standing on. And there was no cushion on the bottom of those elf shoes. So our feet were killing us.
Yeah, by the end, you were just wore out with the feet.
So what happened to this outfit after the parade?
Like, it went back to the costume shop.
So it was rented. It was rented.
Mm. Now I'll never want to rent a costume again.
No.
I mean, I thought this is my chance to... float along State Street looking like
you made an impression.
How many days did it take you to recover from the emotional embarrassment that you felt?
He never has. That's why
obviously
he's
yes. So I have contempt for St. Patrick's Day. I'm sorry.
I could see where there might be a sour spot.
But you made such a good looking sandwich the other day for St. Patrick's
Day. The Aruba, that was more of a time. When Rich Thomas calls and says, "Oh, I just happened to pick up a half a pound of corned beef,"
you're like, "Yeah, what am I going to do with it?"
That must be a hint. Oh, there's President Biden. He's got a green tie on for St. Patrick's Day. You old piece of crap.
Yeah.
You scoundrel. You corrupt, disgusting excuse for a president.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't. Back to this tights.
Yeah.
Could you still fit in them today?
Yeah, they're tights, Eddie.
You've lost some weight, Greg.
Oh, I've lost
quite a bit.
A lot of weight. I think I'm probably a size or two away from the tights.
That's pretty good, buddy.
Hey, maybe next year if I can get below 200
Oh, my
pounds,
God. Are you going to dress like a leprechaun?
I will dress like a leprechaun at St. Patrick's.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'm done. I'm going to be at your house working you out. You're going to be running behind the bike.
I love that.
I'm going to be like, let's do this. Like Rocky.
I want one exemption.
None. What?
If the extra weight loss is not caused by some illness, it's just weight loss that I've earned.
You know? Don't even put that out in the universe. I'm going to throw something at you. But you have your salvage sealed up.
You know, that's what I love about you, because you will hit me.
I will. I've got aim.
That's what I love about you.
I will physically strike you, yes.
Some of us need discipline, Eddie.
I get it.
Some of us need that person guidance. Who loves us enough to smack us.
I mean, verbally, yes.
This story before we hit the traffic dungeon here. 52-year-old woman in England got pulled over. She had alcohol in her breath, so they breathalyzed her.
Okay.
But she made it much more complicated than necessary. The cops said she needed to blow steadily. She's probably heard that before.
I'm sure.
Instead, she tried to suck on it like a straw.
Oh.
She asked him, "Do I blow in or blow out?" To which he said, "How do you blow in? That's sucking." Then her next question was, "Am I sucking in or out?" Clearly, she was not comprehending her instructions.
No.
He told her to pretend she was blowing up a balloon, and she understood that. But then she stopped early, so they had to do it over. Eventually, she blew 4 times the legal limit.
Lord.
Wow. I'm not surprised.
She got sentenced to 18 months probation, 120 hours of community service, her fourth DUI. That's usually a felony.
I mean, and she only got that?
And she can't drive until 2027.
Oh, my mom just responded back. What?
Tell her Greg's been calling. She won't pick up.
Yesterday?
What?
The bar. Yesterday's?
Oh, yesterday's. Is that what it was?
I'm asking you. I think it's yesterday's.
It could have been.
Okay, if you're going... Listeners, I know they don't care. If you're going north on A1A, you're going through on your way from Sunrise to Oakland. Is it on the right or the left?
The left.
If it's on the left, then it's yesterday's. If it's on the right, then it's shooter's.
All right, it was the left, so it's yesterday's.
Yesterday's. There.
Yeah.
Wow, we figured it out. We solved the mystery.
Thanks, Mom.
Finding that right place to partner up with the ongoing maintenance of your car is easy enough. Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire, with teams of certified technicians at three locations to address, diagnose, fix. The check engine light comes on. Where do you go? Don Duncan would love to have you come there. Inconvenience? No. They take that out of the equation by offering to drive you back to your house or to work if so they can work on your vehicle and get the job done right. When you need tires, Don worked for years to build direct relationships with the manufacturers, so everything they carry is wholesale priced and a price that includes installation. And they vacuum out your car when they're done just to say thanks for choosing us. It's nice to know that you've got a place you can trust to take your vehicle no matter what the situation requires. Don Duncan with locations on Mount Duncan, the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14 in the Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road just north of Vaughan. Who's that?
Biloxi Gambler.
I don't know if I want to take this. Biloxi, what's up?
Hey, so what we learned today so far is that Jacqueline knows the name of every bar in the state of Florida.
Facts.
From Tallahassee to Miami.
I know Key West, too. I know Key West.
And Key West. Well, there's not as many in Key West.
You ever been down to Little Palm Island?
Where?
Little Palm Island. That's where you and Jared should go sometime.
What's Little Palm Island?
It's you park your car right next to A1A, and a boat comes and picks you up and takes you to this little resort. It's about half a mile out in the water.
Ooh, that's cool.
And everything is included. Fantastic restaurant. Rooms that don't have television sets.
Oh, okay. Love that.
It's a honeymoon destination.
I would love that. I would love just a room that didn't have my children in it.
Well, she would love that. She's got her phone. She's got TikTok. You're good to go.
I know. Yeah, but no, listen. Biloxi Gambler. Don't sell me short, man. Like, I've been to the Keys.
Yeah, I was just staying on topic because I was going to add something to what Greg said this morning. I was going to call, but this is the morning show, so I don't. And I'm well, it's a different vibe on the morning show. It's a lot tighter on time. But the you were talking about all the different beers. Rich, you know, commented, and Jay Scott commented about different. And you said, well, it's all the same 6 hours later, you know, in the toilet. And I was going, wait, I'm on diuretics. Have you ever drank
that the
Elrond
Hubbard book?
You got, and the reason I called is that story you just gave about that lady that was four times the legal limit.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, these were repeat drunk drivers, okay? All you got to do is make them take diuretics, and they ain't going to drink and drive. They won't make it down the street.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's very true.
Anyway, I like it when the three of y'all are on there together. It's a good show. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Biloxi Gambler. Yeah, I appreciate the call.
I appreciate him acknowledging my knowledge of adult establishments through the state of Florida. Because, listen, if anybody's going on vacation, I could tell you some fun places to go. And some not so fun.
Yeah, I figured there's a few not so fun. You learn your lessons.
Well, I mean, and you don't want to, you know, it's okay to do the tourist trappy stuff every once in a while.
That picture of me on the beach that so you would have one of me and Rich Thomas?
Yeah, when you call me, I mean, that's literally the photograph that comes up.
Oh, no kidding.
I'm not kidding. I'll show you. Where's my, this
sure
one?
Is.
This
that's
one?
The one? Yeah. Wow, look at that.
Look at that leprechaun.
That's a good looking pic there, Bubba.
That's at Little Palm Island.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to... Okay, Little Palm Island.
Now, I got to tell you that when I took my daughter's mother there for her honeymoon, it was like $4.90 a night. That
what,
was
what
a long
year was
time
that?
Ago. 1989.
Little Palm Island Resort.
Give you a price?
Yeah, like I'm on it. Just give me just a second.
I bet now it's going to be... It was $4.80 a night then, per person or per couple?
Per couple.
Per couple. I would say now it's probably $1,100 a night.
Okay, so if we're going to check in, let's just... Holy crap. All right. Hold on. I'm going to book a trip here. We're going to see
That's
how
what you got to do.
All right, let me get traffic in. We'll come right back.
Well, just a few minutes ago, we had an accident. Vaughan Road at Chantilly Parkway. And now we have a second accident near that location as well. If you're out Vaughan Road or out Chantilly Parkway at Vaughan Road, please use caution there. Traffic is beginning to get very busy all over the area. We're seeing a lot of cars now on I-65 and 85. 85 northbound out of Montgomery, pick it up, as well as 65 northbound to Millbrook and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. And we've got a lot of cars on the boulevard. No major problems, just that one accident. Vaughan Road at Chantilly. Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
What'd you come up with?
Oh, my Lord. $3,040 a night.
Ooh, a night.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
The Premier Island Suite is $4,840 a night.
What about
the Greg? Special? That sounds exactly what Jared and I are going to do.
Like Eddie, if it was four something back then, I figured it'd be close to a thousand.
That's booking it 2 months out, and I get a $300 resort credit.
Let me tell you, I fell for those resort credits before.
Listen, nothing we could go to Europe for that.
Well, we go to Jamaica. It's 7 days on the beach, all inclusive, including rooms.
See, we only did one night there. Yeah. Then we went to Key West and stayed at a nice place down there for a couple days.
No, so when I took Jared down to Key West, it was not the spring break before. Lola was just a baby. We drove the 2.5 hours from my parents' house, woke up early, drove down there, did a daycation.
Yeah.
You know, did all the hot spots. My kids could care less. And then we drove back. And that was great. But I told Jared, next time we go down, leave the kids with the parents.
Exactly.
And so we could have a night out on the town. Like a nice dinner, a nice, whatever. Not have to push a stroller around Key West.
Mm-hmm.
But Jared's
With Jared, you need to say that they're great fishing.
Hey. No, that's the thing.
Great fishing, right?
You can stay for a couple more minutes. I got a story you might want to tell.
All right, I'm ready.
We got to take this break.
Okay. Right.
Sorry, I'm just checking to make sure you have time. It's 4:42.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
The Coleman City School Administration is now offering parents the option to get a refund instead of sending their students to space camp. The refund will be 75% of the payments made based on the U.S. Rocket Center's refund policy. The city schools are responding to concerns expressed by parents after a story broke out at the start of this week regarding a biological man who will be going by the name of Molly Bowman, who will be a leader within the space camp. This will also be where students spend the night, including young children. The Coleman School Administration put out a video to give parents full information and options regarding this situation. Here is Coleman City School Superintendent Kyle Kalhoff.
Some of you are adamant we want our child to attend regardless, and some of you are adamant we don't want our child there. We want you to have a choice in what you feel is best for your child, and we're here as a school system and as a school to support that.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you. To have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
Mobile County authorities arrest a paramedic for the reckless endangerment of juveniles. 42-year-old Jessica Ulmer of Grand Bay is accused of supplying alcohol, vapes, and marijuana to teenagers between the ages of 13 and 15 that were staying at her home. Best Buy issues a recall of air fryers due to reports of overheating, melting, and even the product catching on fire. The recall involves 287,000 Insignia air fryers sold between 2021 and 2023. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. the Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The front that has entered the state today will bring at least the risk of more scattered showers and thunderstorms well into the evening hours tonight before ending in the overnight hours. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe, with a low tonight down to about 61. On Saturday, the rain chances are not zero, but very small, 20% or less, I would say. Saturday's high in the mid-70s, and then another round of scattered showers on Sunday with a high near 70. Much cooler Monday. In fact, we could be headed for patchy frost again late Monday night into early Tuesday, the first day of spring. Temperatures falling back to the 30s for lows. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
He begins with the story of St. Patrick.
What curious mix of luck, legend, and legitimacy means that a particular saint gets adopted as a national icon.
The average level of air pollution inside Ireland's smoke-free pubs was 91% lower than inside Irish pubs.
They drink Guinness in Ireland.
Dude, you're lucky!
Snakes, shamrocks, stout.
Hey, I'm talking to you, McFly, you Irish bug!
So the idea that everybody can have this one day a year, whether you're Irish or not, you can celebrate it.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody!
With that heady mix of nationalism, pageantry, and Guinness swilling around you.
Ah, no, I must have picked up the Irish model by mistake.
It is 4:48 on News Talk 93.1 FM. The Friday afternoon crew is here with Eddie Bader, Jacqueline Tomlinson, Rosie Brock, and yours truly, Greg Bedelma. Randall on the phone.
Well, I mean, I'm waiting on the story you had to tell. Hey, before Jacqueline had to leave. On that St. Patrick's thing that just played, what did it mean by saying... smokeless as 90% of Ireland smoke-free bars. Well, I don't know.
When that played, Randall, my thought was, I'm glad when I drank, I was able to do it when you could smoke in a bar.
I gotta
smell everybody's booze breath.
Right.
But you can't put up with a little hint of tobacco. Oh my God.
That. Never understood that.
Right. Rat pub, boy, they still hold true. You can go in there and get your smoke on. So yeah, you can have your steak and your ash soup, you know what I mean? So it's all, you know, you can have it all at once. And what's up, Miss Jacqueline?
Hi, Randall.
And I got these nice blue and red signs. You know anybody might want some?
I actually there's this sweet lady in Elmore County that I'm giving her the signs because she uses them for her chickens.
Oh, cool.
Why are you making that sad face?
Oh, for real?
Yeah, there's a lady who... yeah, there's a, and if anybody has a sign that they want to donate to anybody, feel free. If not, I'll come pick them up.
Maybe no, get ones back the ones that were stolen.
Well, that's true. But you know, maybe they're going to good use.
Maybe
they too gave them to the chicken lady.
Maybe.
You never know what they might do with them. Maybe they're still in the yard.
I mean, maybe. Feel free to keep them.
Is there a file, since Susan ain't in town, is there a file for leaving them up? Or is there a certain time we need to have them on down?
I'm not 100% sure on that. I know that we have been diligent going around taking down as many as we see. And Jared and I have been going out on the weekends and picking them up. So if you guys see them, please grab them. You can either discard them or let me know, and I'll be happy to come.
If you would,
pick them up.
I've got two on the boathouse. If you'll go down there and get them, we sure would appreciate you.
I mean, I'm going to go to the boathouse, but like, I'm not getting the signs. I'm going to hang out for a while.
I volunteered for the boathouse.
I know. Randall's like, where's the party?
Yeah, you don't go on boat ride.
That's right.
Man, I'm going to tell y'all something. 93.1. If y'all ever want to say you want to help somebody, I'm going to tell you one thing that I've noticed when I was helping Jack. I really enjoyed it. I'm glad I met a true friend in life.
Aww, and, thanks, Randall.
But one thing I learned is that you could be, if, no matter you don't do nothing the whole time, the day that it's time to go vote, just go to hold a sign for 2 hours at the voting place. Mm-hmm. I think that holds the more truth, because we don't retain as much as we think we do as people. Because I can tell by when you do, when Greg does a replay, you know what I mean? Some of the stuff, you just don't retain. Greg, I mean, I don't know why. As human beings, I guess at fault is our fault. That's why they can, you know what I mean, run. We forget about stuff so easy, and our mind is manipulated so easy because we don't retain enough. I don't know if there's a certain trigger that makes it where we retain it, or I don't understand, but it seems like if you at that, you holding a sign up when somebody's going inside there and you got a nice smile and a good wave, I think it'll go a lot further than anything you could ever do during the campaign season.
I agree. Well, and it's a lot about name recognition, and it takes the average person 7 times hearing somebody's name to remember.
And look, 20% of the 19th district remembered it on the first time. It wasn't no 7. That's amazing, girl. You stepped in here and made a racket. You hear me?
I appreciate that. I'm not over. It's not over.
Nope.
Randall, we thank you for the call, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, man.
See you, bro.
Bye, Randall. All right, guys. I've got to go get Lolo.
Lolo.
Don't give me that sourpuss look, Greg. I have to go.
I appreciate every minute you give me.
I'm on single parent duty today.
By the way, Bo and Dinah say they will be seeing you Monday afternoon for their wills.
I know. I'm looking forward to it. So, all right, guys. I got to go pick up Lolo.
All right.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Okay.
Bye.
Chris, last call of the hour.
Hey, Greg.
What's up?
Hey, Jacqueline, how are y'all doing?
We're good.
All good.
Hey, Jacqueline, have you had any ishki baha?
She had to depart to pick up.
Oh, she's already left? Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, well. Basically, that was Gaelic for whiskey or the water of life. But anyway, y'all have a good one, Greg.
Well, thanks, Chris. At least adding a touch of culture to the show. We appreciate it. 454, if you're ready to refloor your home, Georgia Floors Direct is ready to help. In fact, there are people and customers from 7 surrounding states that choose Georgia Floors Direct. That's how deep their reach is. Contractors, people who are looking to redo an entire home and so forth. With 300,000 square feet of selections, no matter what your budget, they'll have an option for you, multiple options. And, of course, anything you pick from Georgia Floors Direct, from rolls of carpeting stacked high to individual room remnants, hundreds of those, luxury vinyl plank flooring, hardwoods, laminates, tile, it's all installed by their team. So from the moment you walk in the door to the moment you're proudly standing on that new floor, it's all Georgia Floors Direct. The customer service is second to none. Jonathan, Dustin, Q, all trained by the best in the business, Jeff Mallinson, to make sure you have a top-notch experience, professionalism with personality, if you might call it that. And they also offer window blinds and marble kitchen countertops. And since they sell tile flooring, they can cut you a backsplash for that new marble kitchen countertop. They're where they've been for 52 years on the boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since 1969. Traffic and then Wall Street Business next.
Well, it is raining in some parts of the listening area. Buckle up, headlights on, and be safe out there. We do have some accidents. Vaughn Road at Chantilly Parkway had an accident there. A few minutes later, a second accident near that same location. If you're out that way, Chantilly Parkway at Vaughn Road, please use caution there. We've also got an accident 85 northbound at East Boulevard and 85 northbound right at Taylor Road. Please use caution. 85 northbound moving very slow and very busy this afternoon out that way. Busy everywhere at the moment. Buckle up and keep it here. We will keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
All right, now Eddie Bader has to leave, but we have things to look forward to the next hour, including Ella Murray with your weekend binge suggestions.
I will be listening.
From the streaming services. Now, what's your weekend plan?
My weekend plan is Airbnb officially went live last week. We got some last-minute touch-ups. A professional photographer came yesterday, so we're getting ready for the rush. To say I'm anxious is an understatement, to say the least. It's a great place. Look us up on Airbnb. It's Nana's Hideaway. And Greg, I can't wait for you to come just so I can hear you rant and rave about it for the next several days on the air.
Oh.
It's got your suite. It's got just this great upstairs space with king-size bed and your kind of bathroom where it has a hot tub, jacuzzi tub, double-headed shower, and then also a balcony that overlooks the lake. It doesn't get any better than that.
Well, if you really twist my arm, I'll certainly consider coming up there. Yeah, that sounds awesome, man.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you for hanging out with us.
Always. Today. Love you, Rosie.
Love you, too.
You guys have a great weekend.
All right, you too. We have the Wall Street Business Report next. SRN News coming up in a couple. And if you have a request you'd like to hear between now and 6, 272-9228.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker. Apple has agreed to pay nearly $500 million, that to settle a class action lawsuit alleging CEO Tim Cook misled investors about a steep downturn in iPhone sales in China. Slowdown in sales there culminated in a major revision of the company's revenue forecast. Powerful Real Estate Trade Association has agreed to pay some $400 million and change its rules to settle lawsuits claiming homeowners have been unfairly forced to pay, quote, artificially inflated agent commissions when they sold their homes. Dismal day on Wall Street. The Dow was off 191 points. S&P 500 down 33 for the day, and the NASDAQ dropped 155 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fab Innovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
The Harriet Two Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious, family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet Two now